The economy watchers turn a little gloomy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve said it's not changing its benchmark interest rate. That's the federal funds rate used for short-term loans that banks make to each other. It helps determine the rates like the ones you pay for your home loan, your car loan. That rate's going to stay near zero for a, quote, extended period. More newsworthy was what the Fed's policymakers said about the economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live. Hi, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
It's always tricky to parse the Fed's statements, but what can we glean from their latest words?
Well, investors do read these words very careful to try to figure out what the Fed thinks the economy is doing and what it's likely to do about it. There are a few key phrases to try to decipher. First off, on the economic recovery, the Fed said it's, quote, proceeding. That's a bit more tepid than the last time the Fed met, which was in April. They declared that the recovery at that point continued to strengthen.
Okay, that's not the same, though, as saying the recovery has stalled.
No, it's not. And the Fed and most economists don't think that's happening. But the Fed is more cautious about the outlook than a few months ago, no doubt about it. So it said consumer spending is still increasing but remains constrained. The job market is improving but only gradually. And housing is just depressed.
And what did the policymakers say about Europe? We've been reporting on how that, you know, the European debt is freaking out the markets. What did the Fed say?
Well, this time the Fed cited these problems, saying developments abroad are, quote, less supportive of economic growth. Jan Randolph follows sovereign debt at IHS Global Insight in London.
We know that the U.S. is the largest economy in the world, but the European Union taken together is about equivalent size, roughly $14 trillion worth of GDP. So a very important consumption block, part of the global economy. And if Europe has problems, that's likely to have an impact elsewhere.
And so in terms of the financial system, you know, European banks are shaky. That affects the whole global borrowing and lending system. And in terms of importing U.S. goods, we're likely to sell less to Europe now.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
When the Fed starts bad-mouthing the recovery, you know that's not going to be good for stocks. Let's do the numbers. European shares are down almost 1% now. Asian stocks were mostly lower today. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials added about 5 points, closing at 10,298. The huge toy maker Hasbro may be in play. The Wall Street Journal reports a private equity firm has held preliminary talks about taking Hasbro private in a leveraged buyout. Private equity firms have been sitting on a mountain of cash trying to figure out when it's safe to do deals like this. The Hasbro talks are said to be proceeding slowly. Today, the U.S. Senate starts taking a closer look at for-profit colleges and universities. Many of them get more than 90% of their funding from the government. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports lawmakers are questioning whether students are getting a good return on that investment.
Enrollment at for-profit colleges has more than tripled in the past decade. A lot of that growth has been funded by taxpayers. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin says the government puts $20 billion a year in the industry by way of Pell Grants and federal student loans.
Are students being served well? Are they getting good value for a taxpayer's dollar?
Harkin says the Senate will hear from students who took out lots of loans and either didn't get degrees or failed to land the types of jobs needed to pay back the money. Now they're defaulting on their debt.
The government is garnishing their wages.
The default rate has nothing to do with the type of ownership structure of a school.
Harris Miller is president of the Career College Association, which represents for-profit schools.
It has to do with the demographics of the student population.
He says for-profit schools serve many low-income and minority students. He says as the government aims to expand higher education to those communities, it's going to have to take on more financial risk. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
You heard how more and more homeowners are walking away from their mortgages, even though they could afford to make the payments. Well, the mortgage giant Fannie Mae says it plans to go after some of those homeowners in court and force them to pay off their loans. And if you walk away from your mortgage because you're underwater, Fannie Mae says it won't guarantee another home loan for you for 7 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
A crucial vote in Chicago's city council, scheduled for today, could lead to dozens of new Walmart stores to be built in the city. The issue has become an old-fashioned showdown between the retailer, unions, and Chicago politicians. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold has the story.
Walmart wants to build dozens of stores in Chicago, but first it needs city council approval for one store to be located on the city's far south side, and that's been a challenge. For years, the city council's delayed voting on that store, mostly because of the battle between unions and Walmart over the issue of wages. This week, local officials said Walmart will pay Chicago employees a starting wage of $8.75 an hour, 50 cents more than the state minimum wage. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley's on board with the plan. He says Walmart's been unfairly persecuted in the city.
If it's built in a suburb, there's not one controversy. Not one controversy dealing with that development.
As a result of all the media attention, Walmart says it plans to build markets in parts of the city where there are no grocery stores. Despite Walmart's promises, the unions aren't backing down. They want the starting wage to be $11.03 an hour. Dennis Gannon's with the Chicago Federation of Labor.
People need to know that the cost of living is different in urban areas versus rural areas. And if it doesn't get addressed here in the city of Chicago, it won't get addressed anywhere throughout the country.
The unions hold a lot of clout among many city council members. 4 years ago, the unions helped defeat many of the mayor's allies in the city council because they weren't on board with the plan to keep Walmart out. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold from Marketplace.
And finally, singer Jimmy Buffett is giving a free beach concert in Gulf Shores, Alabama next week to benefit victims of the big oil spill. Wonderful gesture. Tickets were released yesterday, and immediately they were being advertised on eBay for more than $100 each. The governor is investigating. I assume the scalpers were shrimp farmers who really needed the money. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.